Oops, this crazy tape is jiggly jiggling. There we go. This is side two, Daddy, and today is October the 23rd. Back to Rose Vita's letter. She said that I see that the name didn't come out of the school that Ed was going to on the other side. I'll repeat it.
She did, though.
She did? Uh-oh. John is here from next door. He told me Shannon tee-teed in her pants. I have to go change her in a few minutes. Did you tee-tee in your pants, Shannon? Did you? Did you tee tee in your pants? Did you? Oh, she's pulling at her pants here and having a heck of a time. You should see her. She's really funny. I'll ask her something. She shakes her head no, but she means yes. So, and now she's learned to say yeah. I'll say, do you want to eat, Shannon? She says yeah. She doesn't say anything, but yeah, and it floored me. Huh? What? Did you tee tee? Huh? What is that? Is that Daddy in there? Mama's talking to Daddy. Can you say hi, Daddy? Daddy.
No, I wanna.
Just say hi, Kelly's Daddy. Okay, say that.
Hello, Kelly's Daddy.
That's John again. He always has a few words to say. Okay, back to my letter. The name of his school is the Vietnam Commander's School or something like that, she wrote. It doesn't sound too good, does it? Received a nice letter from Barbara Ann. Sure doesn't. I sure don't envy them in their travels in search of a final location. Hope they are happy and that Tom found a job. They weren't settled when she wrote. Oh, yes. Mrs. Taylor wrote the other day that Barry and Bruce were interviewed on television in front of Mama's house. Mrs. Taylor said all the attention was on Bruce, and Barry commented on TV, you'd think Bruce had just returned from Vietnam. Mrs. Taylor said Bruce was very talkative and that there were several women standing around, but since she didn't know Marion, she didn't know if she was one of them. We are still in the car market, and money-wise, I think we have decided on a Chevy Caprice. Who knows when we'll get it? Our little angel, Ha, she's got, is really growing fast. Not walking, but she sure does get around. She and Shannon should go into the cigarette butt-eating contest. She had a nice birthday, not too impressed with all the fuss, though she liked the thing she liked the best was the candle on her cake. You're a stinker and shouldn't have sent anything, Nancy. Knowing you and Pat are her godparents is a blessing to us. Believe me, that's sufficient as a gift always. However, Monica asked me to send you a big hug and a kiss and a thank you. She loves the rings and carries them all over the home. They're everywhere except in the stack. She is too young to realize the meaning of that cute little mouse, but Ed and I sure like it and we'll save it for her. Nancy, thank you so very much, and that was sweet of you. Must add, I didn't know why you didn't leave the box with the original size and contents. I had sent this in a shoebox.
Mommy. She's,
what, Shannon? Does he want to say Daddy? See, Daddy? Daddy? Say, Daddy. Another big kiss for Daddy. Say, Daddy. Daddy. Oh, grape. Okay, that's enough kisses. Daddy's happy. No, one more. Okay, that's all. No more kisses. Just say, Daddy. Say, Daddy. Daddy. She's still a lover. She kisses everything, loves everything. All right, that's enough kisses. That's enough. Thank you. Daddy says thank you, Shannon. Okay, now back to this letter here. I keep losing my... she wanted the shoes that were in the box anyway. Thank you, Shannon. Wonderful. Let's see. The afternoon of Monica's birthday. Oh, she's crawling all over me. Now she kissed me. We took her to the Chattahoochee Fair, and that big lug of mine even rode the horse with her on the merry-go-round. Now let me get to your letter and see if I have any questions to answer. You never did say if you'd received the letter I wrote to you right after Pat left, which I did. That was what I answered, but I forgot to say that's what I was answering. Oh, I bet the sweater that Pat sent you is lovely, and although your new salad bowls probably won't be getting much use now. They certainly will when the chef comes home. So glad you like your apartment. How is Gargantua? And she spelled it G-E-N-G-A-N-T-U-A, and then she put a question mark and put spelling. I bet that little stinker has grown lots. How are your parents? Please tell them hello from us. And has your dad been making any money playing cards? Yes, her Omar is coming for Christmas. She is counting the days. I feel sorry for Pat McWilliams. Oh, she's going to write to her, too, here, she says. Let's see. She said, someone, Nancy, will surely take care of your kitties while you go to Hawaii. Keep trying. She said, if I live closer, I would attempt it. Guess by now your weather's cold, and she talks about the weather, and she said she's talked long enough. They're supposed to go to Montgomery, Alabama, and look on a car. And says hello to the boys and to Kelly and to you. And she said, Monica thanks you again. So that was Rose's letter. Boy, when she writes, it's a book and a very lovely. She writes a lovely, lovely letter. According to your letter, it sounds as though you're still not getting my mail, and I can't imagine what's happening to it. Since I talked to you on October the 12th, I have written every single day. I have also just this morning mailed you a box of hot peppers. Boy, those hot peppers. I opened a can. I told you this in a letter just to see what I was sending because I wasn't sure what was in the cans and hoped that they'd be hot enough and about blew the top of my head off. Those are the hottest peppers I ever ate. I hope you like them because another box is on the way, and if I won't buy any more until I hear from you. And if you do like them, I can get more. I got those at Sawyer. And if you don't like them, I can attempt to send those in the glass, but I'm afraid that 9 chances out of 10, especially from now until after Christmas, they'll get broken with so many packages going through the mail and the way they handle them. I also sent you some cookies called rum balls. I made them with rum, and nuts and all kinds of goodies are in there. They're quite potent, but I think they're real good with coffee or tea. Now, I told you all this in a letter, too, but since you're not getting my letters, I might as well repeat myself. I'm real upset about that. I know how much the mail means to you, Daddy, and every day, every single day, I have sat down and I have written. I don't know where they are, but they're coming. One day, you should get a sack full. Baby? Is that the baby? Shannon came in with the baby. She ripped all the hair off its head. Is that a pretty baby? Huh? Where's Daddy? Hi, Daddy. She's looking down at the tape recorder. Say, Daddy. And another kiss for Daddy. Can you say Daddy? Please, Shannon, one time on the tape, huh? Come on. No kisses. Say Daddy. Daddy. Say Mama. Oh, phooey. She's not much on conversation, but she's a real lover. Mom. What?
Daddy.
Huh?
Daddy.
Daddy? Daddy? Baby? Say baby. Baby? No, she ain't got anything to say, I guess. Oh, yes. Now, Daddy, back to the general son. If it's too hard to sit down and write everything that's happening, it's very easy to pick up a microphone and tell me. It wouldn't take any longer than one tape, I don't suppose. This is a half-hour tape, and if you want to get more, put it at a slower speed. I am really interested, Daddy, in what you're doing and how you're doing, and so I'd love for you to fill me in. Did I break your heart? I made Shannon move. Here is heartbroken. I'm sorry, Shannon. Cry for Daddy. I played back Shannon's crying, and she stopped immediately and listened. She couldn't believe that there's another baby in there crying. Now she's happy again. This little one, I tell you, her feelings are so tender. You've got to be careful. She's good, though. I think she is good because she is tender-hearted. How'd you like Sean's talk about sex on the other side? Wasn't that exciting? I said, Sean, have you got any more of anything to tell Daddy? And he said, no, I told him everything. While he was taping that, I was in the other room. I said, okay, I'll let you have the machine. You go ahead. You tell him whatever you want. And what? And this is all he had to say. So he thinks if this is all he knows, which I doubt, there isn't too much to worry about.